Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mark. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover why yours truly, the Sane Man, was put on a secret report called Misogynistic Extremism, the Manosphere in Mainstream Social Media. Not only am I on the list, but I'm also at the top of it. It's called the Peril Homeland Security Watch List. So why am I number one at the top of misogyny's most wanted? According to the report, which I've linked to down in the description, before they gain mainstream attention and have influence in the MGTOW sphere and beyond. Looks like they're starting to panic because guys like me, Pearl Davis, Richard Cooper, Rolo Tomasi, Aaron Cleary, and so many others have now changed the world. But the way I see it, the women have already lost the war. You can't defeat an idea that's spread everywhere. And I'm glad I helped make the red pill of female nature mainstream over the last 10 years or so. It only took them a decade to figure out the full scale of what I did. They've demonetized many of us like myself, Legion of Men, Pearl Davis, Fresh and Fit, and we're on the list with an asterisk next to our names. The reason that matters is because they wanted to run their woke ad campaign on our channels to prevent so-called radicalization of men, and they weren't allowed to. They think that even with no YouTube money, we found ways to monetize our audience, which is true. We had no choice but to figure out alternate ways to survive and become stronger and resilient. On top of this, many of us also have crypto assets outside the banking system, multiple passports, and are ready to leave the country to fight the good fight someplace else. One teacher said that her male students were starting to use female talking points and manipulation techniques, all because of us. When she got upset at them, they would say things like, "Miss, are you feeling all right? You seem to be really upset." And then it triggered her, and they pointed out that she was losing it. They were just asking a question, trying to make her feel bad. She said it was weak what they were trying to do, and she tried shaming them. But these guys were just using feminine attacks where you ask the person, "Are you okay?" pretending to be concerned. But what you're doing is pointing out to everyone else how unhinged they are getting and making them more self-conscious. Women took men's ability to fight back directly, so we're using their own passive-aggressive techniques against them. And they don't like it. Boys will get punished for acting like both boys and girls. But girls will be rewarded for acting like boys or girls. That's where this is heading. But getting back to the list, when I saw it, I thought to myself, how thoughtful of someone to put together a list of channel recommendations for all of us. I'm also kind of disappointed that they didn't put Better Bachelor on the list. Someone recently told me that he has a girlfriend, and he told me he's probably going to get married. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. I think he's too smart to fall for marriage. Besides, these numbers are rookie numbers. Why haven't those been pumped up? If only TFM was still on YouTube, he would have received a perfect 100 score. I find it hilarious that I've been heavily shadow banned and I'm still number one on their list. But I know exactly why. Because they probably trace back a lot of the ideas and language in the Manosphere today to my earlier content, and probably worry that I might do something similar in the future. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, me, the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Sandman as the next Al Capone Clown World show. Somehow we the people that have been considered part of male supremacy have adapted to demonetization. They don't want us to make any money, but at the same time, they're disappointed because they can't pay to run their propaganda campaigns on our channels. That includes myself, Fresh and Fit, Just Pearly Things, and Legion of Men. The goal of their diverting our hate campaign was to suppress the growth of targeted creators such as myself by running ads on our channels. America is supposed to be a country that allows freedom of speech, and yet here we have US taxpayer dollars being used to censor us. So what did I do to deserve the honor of receiving the so-called title of misogynist-in-chief, do you ask? Well, there are 15 items that they use to determine that. How much our content matches their male supremacy criteria. The first one is feminism is about hating men. I will agree to that, considering that they're literally feminists that abort their young if they're males, and others that say that they need to end all men. Feminists that say that aren't being canceled. The second point is modern society prioritizes women over men. The family courts certainly do. The affirmative action programs hiring women certainly do as well. The education system too. The third point they make is that feminists are unattractive. The feminists I've seen at events like Slut Walk were definitely not easy on the eyes. The majority were overweight and not what you'd call traditional beauties. But many Western women are unattractive these days too. Point number four is that women use feminism to gain an unfair advantage over men. Again, the family courts and education are proof enough. Number five, feminists are seeking to control men. This report is absolute proof of that. You see them trying to shut down our freedom of speech, make criticizing female nature a hate crime in the UK and Canada. Point number six, if a man commits to a woman in a relationship, she gets the upper hand. For the most part, yes, if he falls in love and starts to white knight for her. His brain then rewires to service her and all female kind. That was my experience being in relationships. Not only does she get the upper hand over the man when he falls in love with her, but all women as he starts white knighting for women that he barely knows. The next point is promoting the idea that women are less trustworthy than men in a relationship. Women cheat more than men in general. That's a fact. Women also say things like, "I'll be ready in 5 minutes," or "you're such a nice guy, let's just be friends." If they were actually trustworthy, they would say things like, "I'll be ready in an hour." But they typically say, "I'll be done in 5 minutes to piss you off." Or they could say that they don't want a relationship with you, and please don't waste your time because I only want to friendzone you. Now that would be honesty. Up next, men in romantic relationships need to be constantly on guard for cheating. That's not true if your sexual marketplace value is higher than any other man that she can get with. Then you don't have to worry about her cheating as much. She's just going to resent you for being the best man she can get. The ninth point is women have a biological drive to cheat on their partners. Yes, if their man is a beta male and they want the better baby batter inside of themselves. In places like Jamaica, the paternity fraud rate is 30%. Cheating has reached epidemic proportions there. Number 10 is you can't trust women to be faithful in relationships. Usually women are only as faithful as their options. Number 11, women are driven biologically to seek out the highest status males. Yes, I've had women that showed zero interest in me in the past until they found out that I was a Sandman. And suddenly the status triggers attraction in them. It's one of their greatest aphrodisiacs. Next up, women can't help but be attracted to rich men. How did the lyrics go to that song? I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with a broke N-word. Women seek out money, looks, and status. And to say that if I mention that, somehow I'm a misogynist, which is absolutely insane. Number 13 is another repeat saying that women are attracted to high-status males. Number 14, women are not attracted to low-status males. They are if the guy's super good-looking. Number 15 also repeats that women are attracted to high-status males. The writing in this is terrible, and I can tell that it's been written by women because of all the verbal diarrhea. For the most part, they type like they speak. There are dozens of other Manosphere content creators that aren't on this list, like Terrence Pop, Taylor the Fiend, and Psychax, which is pretty much mainstream now. The only way this discussion about female nature has been able to reach the mainstream is because of pioneers like Barbarossa, Paul Elam, Stardust, and Karen Strawn. But they aren't on the list either. My advice to the woke women out there making this report is you need to stop focusing on us and start going after AI girlfriends, surrogacy lover bots, and other technologies instead. AI that'll replace Lonely Fools creators and take women's friend zone simps away. If you censor men and force us to play by women's rules, then we'll learn those rules and win. Men adapt to new social circumstances, and if we can't get what we want by going through women, we'll simply go around them and invent technologies that replace them. Congratulations, ladies. You're finally identifying MGTOW philosophy in the manosphere as a threat to the gynocracy. But we're moving on to MGTOW technology, which you won't identify until it's too late. Half a dozen people on the list have already made more money than they'll ever need from Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, and now have enough FU money to keep producing content for years to come, even at a loss. I did an interview for a Vice documentary recently, and they were interested in the business model of the Manosphere. Subscribestar, Twitter, Rumble, and Bitcoin are all outside their control. So that's why I suspect they're using propaganda and the government apparatus to go after us next, on hate speech grounds or some terrorist nonsense. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mark for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want to smash feminist propaganda down the throats of people that consume Manosphere content. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women from figuring out the next phase of male liberation before it's too late away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.